Is everybody in? Is everybody in? Is everybody in? The ceremony is about to begin.
Again, and it's called 1-2-X-U.
So you're in a mag, kissing a man. So you're in a mag, kissing a man. So you're in a mag, kissing a man. So you're in a mag, kissing a man.
Kissing a man, yeah! that match. Thought it was a huge opportunity.
Has anybody ever gone in number one and won it? No.
And miraculously, Shawn Michaels is still in there.
Two guys left, and it's the same two that started.
What a story unfolding here.
To go that kind of distance, if you don't want it more than every other guy in there, then you're going to get eliminated.
There you have it. The British Bulldog.
Wait a minute. What's the deal?
The referee has informed me that only one of Shawn Michaels' feet hit the floor.
The dangling and the 1 foot and then coming in, that is about the greatest thing you can think of.
The winner of the 1995 Royal Rumble, the Heartbreak Kid.
Michaels, the first man in and the last man standing.
No, I'm not.
How'd you find that?
No, I'm not.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Our on-the-spot coverage of... Colonel! Ladies and gentlemen, this is Colonel...
Carter. Colonel Carter.
Colonel Carter, right. You must be an old ball player, Colonel. Well, for a moment there, I thought you were making signals like a third base coach.
What? Oh, this. Habit, I guess. But
this space shot does put us back in the ball game, doesn't it? I mean, this is quite a day.
Does put us back in the ball game, doesn't
it? This is quite a day.
Men. But he's right about one thing. This is quite a day. That is, Helena, if you...
Oh, forgive me, dear. I must have my moment of drama. I will bring him right in. Please, sir, come with me.
Now you will see the final results of 37 operations.
Sit down here. Voila! My God! He's perfect!
You see, it is possible. Yes, it can be done. Ladies, I have done what I promised. The next step is up to you.
He's wonderful.
Remarkable.
Now just sit tight up there. Tomorrow we begin. Operation Duffer.
Operation Duffer!
Machine here, and Goldberg, look at the strength, into the jackhammer! The jackhammer!
There's Christian!
And Christian, look out! Oh. Behind, with a steel chair shot from behind. Christian covering the back door with another cheap shot. And
I think Christian learned that from Rock. Where's he going now?
Where the hell is the new people's tent been going? It won't do you any good to run. You'll just die tired when Goldberg gets his hands around your neck. We're back in the locker room area here on the Clash of the Champions. I am joined by Jimmy Hart, Dave Sullivan, the Stinger, and the WCW Heavyweight Champion, Hulk Hogan. Hulk, coming up moments from now, the big main event here at the Clash. You're going to be facing Butcher. You're going to be facing the 500-pound Avalanche, and also the devious Kevin Sullivan will be involved. Special guest referee, no stranger to you, Mr. T.
Well, you know something, Mr. T, Mr. Gene, Mr. Everybody out there. It sounds like these three little chickens are counting their eggs before they hatch, Mean Gene. You know something, brother? They've talked about tombstones and graves. They've talked about digging the hole, brother. Maybe they've already called home and told their loved ones they've already won the match, brother. But, you know, we know about Gordon. We know about the storms, and we're not afraid of any natural disasters. Brother Dave's ready, and the Stinger is wound up over the edge, and he's getting my war paint all warmed up for me, brother. And I can't wait to have Mr. T directing traffic, Mean Gene, as we unload on these three. How about it, Stinger?
You got it, family. Stick together through thick and thin. Remember that, Butcher. Remember that, Avalanche. And you too, Kevin Sullivan. And as far as the graves and the tombstones, look at me. Look at these guys. We're a unit. We're a family. We are walking, talking, romping, stomping. Graveyard destruction. The place is right. The mood is right. The feeling is right. And oh yeah, see the red right here? The red blood cells are crawling through my veins.
Let me talk to Dave Sullivan.
I'm not afraid of no storm. And I'll tell you what, they better watch out, because the three of us, we're going to come out like a bat out of whale.
You better believe it, brother. And you know something? Stinger, just like that old tropical storm, Gordon, these guys been hanging around, man. They've been blowing a lot of hot wind, dude. But here tonight in Jacksonville, as the floor's rumbling in the dressing room, they're waiting for the Stinger. They're waiting for Brother Dave. They're waiting for Mr. T and Hulk Hogan to tear the roof off this place. And the only natural disaster Mr. Avalanche, is going to be the maniacs coming at you. And as far as the Butcher, you talk about beating us down slow and making us suffer. Well, maybe you've been reading the Hulkamaniacs battle plan, because that's exactly what we've been planning to do to you three dudes, brother. And as far as anybody else that gets in our way, I actually feel sorry for them, because Jimmy Hart, Brother Dave, and the Stinger, the battle plan is going to be put into action. Mr. T is going to direct the traffic. And after tonight in Jacksonville, if there's any question that the Maniacs are the strongest of all, we're going to prove tonight that they can't beat us. What you gonna do, brother, when Stinger, Dave, Jimmy, and the Hulkster runs wild?
That is still to come here at the Clash of Champions on PBS. We're back.
Stay. I'd rather go back.
Got to leave and you. I got to leave and you. You can have a love so true.
gotta be a fool to understand.
Yes.
To bring your woman back home that she's left you for another. You gotta be young.
Gotta be a man.
You gotta be a man. Jason Voorhees.
You're insane. Jason Voorhees has been dead for years.
He came down the river and he's gotten on board. He walks this ship here and now.
Yes, a killer walks this ship, all right. And it's certainly none of us.
What are you doing?
You're the one who's insane.
That lunatic has been spouting off about Jason ever since he came aboard. And it's no coincidence.
That doesn't prove that he's the one.
Walking corpses are not real.
Yeah? Yeah, well, these dead bodies are sure not real, all right? Now, I say we regroup and let's go find this motherfucker before he finds us, huh? Are you with me?
Watch your mouth, young man. And you'll do no such thing. I'm in charge here.
School. Okay. Let's go.
You come back here!
Christ. Where's Rennie? She's dropping the anchors.
I know I can resist. 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 I know I can resist.
Where'd you get your powers?
I got my powers from my father.
Oh, okay. Who's he?
Have you ever heard of Carmine the Bowler?
Have we ever heard? Cool. Blimey, miss, don't tell us you're the bowler's daughter.
Seem to remember there being a little controversy around his death.
That's right. The police said it was an accident. He'd come home late one night and fell down an elevator shaft onto some bullets.
You know, I've always suspected a bit of foul play.
As have I.
So now Daddy's little girl's all grown up, looking for a little revenge. Is that it?
Yeah, that is it. Is there a problem with that?
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Just like me, they long to be close to you. Why do stars fall down from the sky every time?
Is a corridor. At the other end is the sacred Ajante dagger.
If you walk to the other end of the corridor and retrieve it, the dagger is yours.
Okay, that sounds simple enough.
Just one thing. You must carry this glass of water without spilling one drop.
Who are you, Monty Hall now?
You must be Carol Merrill.
Don't spill any water.
This is crazy.
Keep your thought as pure as the water.
Yeah, this water ain't really that pure.
Neither are you. I give you this advice. Stay on the path.
You got it. I'm so afraid of the dark, too. Hey, there's no floor. There's no ground. Wait a minute, I got. There's a ground. You making it look like it's no ground. You see, if I'm gonna be scared, cause and run back and say, there's a ground. There's a ground, Monty. Shit.
Remember, stay on the path.
I heard you the first time. Let's just hope the path stays under me. You said I was supposed to stay on the path.
Yes, but you must know when to break the rules.
Well, how many people have survived this test?
None.
None? None? I'm gonna break your ass when I get out of here.
Just the three of us, yeah. You, me, and all that stuff. at your service. This is from Matilda. Shit.
I could not foresee this thing happening to me.